All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, Upper East Siders, and welcome back to another episode of the Lonely Boys podcast. My name is Matt. I'm one of your titular Lonely Boys, and I am not here to break down an episode today. Thank God, after the stretch of episodes we've had. But I'm here to break down the entire first season of the Gossip Girl reboot. That's right. We are in the off season. Very exciting time, but I'm not here by myself. I'm here with someone who's one more Kate Keller appearance from potentially quitting the podcast. It's Brendan Ruppel.
It's true. I'm your co-host, of course, the creepy uncle of podcasting, a.k.a. Uncle Cream. Hi, diddly-ho-do, Cream Nation, recording live as always from the Creamatorium. I'm your editor-in-chief here at Cream Weekly. Doctor, Officer Cream, reporting for duty. Cream, yes.
Cream, yes, Cream.
I'm so lazy today, I didn't even put my fucking fingers to my head.
Wow.
A.k.a., of course, God. All Creams are bastards. I'm your OGC, the original gangsta Cream.
Are you down with OGC?
Yeah, you know me. And Cream rules everything around me.
Cream.
And
creamy bills, y'all.
Oh, that's the most insane one we've gotten yet.
That's pretty good.
Also, by the way, you can't say, these episodes lately, and then give the finale a B+.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. I was there.
I enjoyed watching the finale. I didn't hate it. Well, I wasn't like dreading my time watching it. And in the terms, it's obviously being graded on the reboot curve, the old patented reboot curve. In terms of that, you know.
Okay, we don't have to rehash it. I'm just pointing out. I don't want you to complain then.
Listen, this is what happens on the Saturday morning pod. We're recording. Brendan's too lazy to lift his fingers. I've got my froggy voice and you can't see because I got the hat on.
I got the bed head. That's
but we are here. We woke up at the ungodly hour of 10 a.m. to record this recap.
What time did you wake up?
I woke up at 9:35. I woke up at 8:37 at first. And
Get the fuck out of here.
I woke up from a dream, and partially maybe due to me watching later seasons Parenthood last night before I went to bed, but I had a very Ray Romano inspired dream, and I woke up from it at 8:37, because Ray Romano is all over those later seasons of Parenthood, and I said, you know what? I can go back to bed for another hour. So I went back
to my guy, Ray.
Bed, said, said, Ray Romano, I'm coming back, and I slept for another hour and woke up at 9:35.
Come to bed, Matt. It's my Ray Romano.
That's good. I think it sounded a little too happy. Ray Romano always sounds like depressed. Like
come to bed, Matt.
Yeah, it's like, come to bed, Matt. This is why it's stupid. No one comes to bed anymore.
Come to bed, boy.
That's more Homer. Homer! Ray! Stop telling people to go to bed! Good. This is where we really workshop our impressions on the off-season pod. Because Brendan was complaining about the long episodes. He had to clear his mixer just before because of all these long episodes we've been doing. That's not
really
a euphemism.
It does sound like a euphemism.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a long one. We just have
cleared out last night.
All right, just have to get through one measly season. Only 12 episodes of stats for all the stat heads out there. But it should be fun. We'll see just how bad these episodes were, where they would rank in terms of if they were like regular Gossip Girl episodes, where they would fall in that ranking. But we've got some time on our hands. You know, we have no guests to babysit. We have no other business to get to. You got anything weird? I don't have anything weird that's happened. I'm asking you if you have anything weird that's happened. I'm racking my brain right now. Yeah. It's been a pretty, I mean, I already mentioned one of my middle school students' problem with her. This was off mic. I mentioned she has her six boyfriends. She doesn't know what to do with them.
Right.
That same girl yesterday. She has. I said I didn't have anything, and now I'm just going.
Didn't even leave a space for me.
She asked me what to do. She has six boyfriends. She got bored with the one, so she just started asking out everyone. And then also she said there's going to be some problems when she breaks up with them because some of them are in gangs. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
And she came in today. She's in my eighth period class. She came in late, and she was like, I just got into school. And then she also said she was going to leave early. I was like, why'd you even come?
Right.
And then she was like, hey, I got big news. I broke up with two of my boyfriends.
Good,
I was like,
good progress.
Okay, great. Then she leaves. I don't know if she asked to go to the bathroom or if she just snuck out. But then she comes back, and she comes back animated. She starts yelling, and the dean is right behind her, like, with the cane, like, yanking her out. Like, she didn't actually have a cane, but she was like, pulling her by her collar. And she was like, I'm never coming back to this fucking school again. Fuck this place. Oh, wow. This is all bullshit. And I was like, what the fuck happened when you went to the bathroom? And then she got yanked out by the dean, and I haven't seen her since.
Wow. What an eventful, 30 minutes of school for that girl.
Yeah. So that's what's up with her. Anything weird happened to you since the last time?
Weird is going to be keeping up with that character at your school.
Yeah. The second quarter project, which is 20% of the grade. All they had to do, solve some two-step equations, and then when you solve them, it says, if you got three for this, it comes with a drawing. Like, I give them a little blank drawing, it's got like a head, and you got to draw, it ends up being Albert Einstein, that's the spoiler.
That's fun.
And then you color it, and it's like, if you got a three, draw the ears like this. If you got a two, draw the ears like this. She hands in her project. No two-step equations, which is the main thing I'm grading. The picture is just, like, extra. She hands her the picture. It doesn't look like she followed anything. It's just a picture of, like, this ugly-looking girl. I didn't ask her if it was a self-portrait. That would have been mean. But I didn't know.
Teacher joke.
I didn't know what to do with it. So I said, do you have the equations? Because this is not the work. But before she, quote-unquote, found it, is when she stormed out of the school and was never seen.
At least she handed in her work.
Good for her. Gonna be a zero for the record, unfortunately.
For the record, is not.
Don't anticipate her passing the second quarter, but I think she has other things on her plate.
Well, speaking of two-step equations, I was doing a little two-step last night on the dance floor. I'll tell you that. I was playing the bongos at points. You know how at our prom the bongo guy comes out.
Yeah, of course. Where were you?
We had one of that. Chinese New Year, of course.
That's right. You said you were going to be sporting a hangover today.
Yeah. Not doing too bad. I kept it in check. I didn't. The problem there usually is that when you drink their Singapore slings, they come out like a different color every time. You don't know what they're putting in it. They taste like gasoline. They were out of them a half hour into the event, so I was like, oh, I guess I'm not getting one of those. And I just probably drank like six or seven beers, and that's not the worst I've ever done before. So I have like a little bit of a hangover this morning, like slight headache, but I had a bagel and I'm ready to rock. So I'm fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're ready to rock.
Here we go.
I forgot. No, I mean, you're hungover. No wonder you had to clear your mixer this morning. It happens all the time when you're hungover. Okay. So I guess should we get into it?
I guess we should get into it.
I see no reason. I see no reason why we shouldn't.
That sounds like you're stalling.
Well, you know
I
me
see
well.
You clicking things.
Get at it. You know, I'm going to take myself a video. This is what's going to happen. Actually, I don't like where this is. I'm actually going to move this over here. Now I'm not even clicking. No,
you're being very transparent about these moves.
I'm just dragging and dropping. Okay. So, usually, at this point, you know, we finish the season. I say, you know, how did you enjoy season 5 of God's Grace, season 6 of God's Grace? Where would this rank in the overall season? I mean, I'm going to ask you how you enjoyed season 1 of the reboot. I have a feeling you didn't really enjoy it, though. How much did you not enjoy this season?
Yeah, I mean, I dreaded turning on HBO Max. Sorry. I dreaded turning on that app.
It'll always be HBO Max to me.
Okay, sure. I agree then.
Oh my god! Let's do a whole segment on the shitty playback features of it.
The worst show and the worst app possible. I hated doing this.
Why pause it? It's never going to leave off where I was.
God,
I always find it.
God,
like, it's at the end of the episode. All of a sudden, now every time I want to press play on an episode, obviously I want to play it from the beginning.
Right.
I don't want to play it mid credits at the end. Now I got to go back and restart.
Why
did
they leave it there? Yeah, you have to like remember to go down to like episode details and hit the restart.
But and when you finish, it never registers that I finished something. I always have in my continue watching. Yeah. It's still there. It lives there for the rest of my life.
That's very unsatisfying. It's annoying. It's just one of those shows that if I didn't do this podcast, I wouldn't watch it. And I guess that was the case with Gossip Girl Original 2. But then I fell in love with it throughout the duration of the series. And I am excited
Wise
to go back for a rewatch.
Men say only fools rush.
She loves it.
But I can't help falling like in love were, with the original Gossip Girl.
You're eager to sing that song the entire episode so far. You're ready to pull that out.
Ice Day. Would it be a sin? Okay, go on.
Okay. No more Gossip Girl tie-ins with the lyrics? Yeah. Okay.
Didn't have anything prepared.
Okay. Sounds like you did.
Wow.
No, there was maybe one episode I enjoyed. I guess I'll sum it up that way.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, it was a slog episode. And it was tough. Yeah, it was... I fell asleep. But the amount of times I fell asleep during watching the series...
Not a slog.
Like three or four.
Sex Lives of College Girls. A slog.
No. Slog.
Sex
slog.
Lives of Girls. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good shit. Which I don't think I actually... finished that season.
No, I still have the finale. Speaking of HBO Max, I really feel like Departure of Renee Rapp has not been kind. I think that season three very much a drop. I'm still having fun watching it, but it's not like the must see TV that the first two seasons was. And friend of the pod, Sam Stanish, in the group chat, complaining every week just how disappointed he is with
I can say that. Like the so far, I've seen the jokes are still
good.
To a
very high standard,
but like the emotional core is not there.
And the overall like storyline of the season, it's like, what are we doing here? Why am I caring about any of this?
Yeah, but, yeah. So, tough.
We'll see how the finale was. I still haven't watched. So you didn't really enjoy the season of God, and that's to be.
And we've been saying all
understood.
Season long too. Like I've been enjoying being here in the booth in the crematorium, chopping it up with.
We've had some good episodes.
Guests.
We've had some good
that's
episodes of the podcast.
I hate that
bad
like,
episodes
the bad episodes have made for great content. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Did you have any? I don't know, favorite storylines or least favorite storylines if you hated the season so much. I think I know what your least favorite storylines are.
I don't even know what it could be, my least favorite.
The teachers
in general, sure.
On.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was a weird roller coaster as well, where it was bad the entire time, but it kept changing in a new bad way as it went along. Trying to make us root for the teachers at points. Never fully making them the villains was weird. Them being there at all was weird. I was enjoying the triad storyline when it began, and like halfway through when it kind of should have wrapped up, it just kept dragging itself on and it ruined itself for me. So that's kind of what the show does, is it gives you potential good ideas and then completely does not deliver on them.
Yeah. To me, the throuple was keeping the show afloat for a while and then they just arped on it way too long. And then it's like, it was like, will they, won't they? It was like a will they, and then it was like they won't. Max doesn't want to, they won't, but we're gonna keep trying, they won't, and then okay, all right, fine, they will.
Yeah, they stretched it out for way too long, and like they should have introduced it if they wanted to do it in the finale, which I understand the want there, but like introduce it maybe in episode six then or something like that, and not like day
sure.
one.
Episode one, yeah, already in episode one, Audrey and Max both have eyes for, or Audrey and Aki both have eyes for Max,
yeah.
Teacher stuff, obviously we get way too much teachers. I like that. And then it's just the same beats over and over again. Obi wants to be a good person, but he's a bad person, but okay, he's going to be a good friend. Julian's a bad person. All she cares about is fame, but she's going to be a good person. Julian and Zoe are going to fight and make up at the end of every single episode. And it's not like great classic Gossip Girl where you have a Serena and Blair feud and you stretch it out for episodes and you feel rewarded when they come back together. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's like, what's the fight of the week? And then it's like, oh, yeah, let's make them fight again. Let's come up with something new to make them fight. I mean, so start, you know, in classic Gossip Girl where Zoya's going to come to town, new. She's with her sister. She's infiltrating the friend group. She's the outsider. No one wants her there. And immediately in the beginning, we also find out the teachers are going to create Gossip Girl, and that's just a lot of bad stuff. It's going to be, you know, it's still going to be good if we eliminated the teacher stuff, taking up a third to a half of every storyline, but it would definitely help. Because that's like these first three episodes or so is just so much of the teachers complaining about the students and justifying why Gossip Girl needs to exist. And then also in these first few episodes is when we have another one of my least favorite storylines with Max pursuing Rafa. And then ultimately, Rafa is going to turn into the aggressor once they start getting together and Max breaks it off, because it's the thing that Rafa does with all of his teenage boy seniors.
Yep.
And he's going to be pursuing Max. And that is just some uncomfy stuff that I don't want to watch.
It's stuff like the only time that he wasn't kind of involved with Audrey Naki was him and Rafa.
Yeah.
Because the other half of his show.
Exactly. So we have some fun moments. I thought the episode in the beginning where who was the musical guest performance that Julian has like the benefit concert and brings her in, but first she like goes up on the stage and makes an announcement. She's like,
"Oh yeah,
I'm a terrible person. Everyone, take out your phones."
I
and
forgot about
this.
That was weird.
So deranged. I did have a good time with that, and now performing. I forgot who it was, but I guess that just speaks to it. You know, not memorable enough.
That's what the show does too. Like, I know you enjoy those moments when Julian is being deranged, but it's just like the writing is so. It's obviously bad, but they just make really weird choices in this show. Like we just talked about it last episode with the ending. The ending was so bizarre.
Yeah, it really was. But the 50-year-old man writing for these teens, these diverse teens, is just never going to work.
Yeah,
they tried to keep us invested by bringing back some old friends. Baby Milo is the first person to make an appearance.
A picture of Blair.
Picture of Blair appears, and that was kind of fun, but not enough.
Nice.
You know, we find out why not enough. We find out why Zoya has moved from Buffalo, and of course Buffalo. She set her school on fire because all of her friends were chanting about how her mom's dead. Very strange.
Is that something you think would happen at your new school?
Anything could happen at my new school. You just never know. With all the middle school gangs running around, it's just... it's crazy. The episode that Nelly Yuki makes an appearance, that one, not much... We have, and we'll get into it, our first triple F episode of any Gossip Girl iteration where Pippa and Bianca dress up as Blair and Serena,
oh God,
and then Zoe and Julian dress up as Dan and Chuck, like some of the worst stuff I've ever seen in my life.
The person in the costume department needs to get fired for that episode.
Yes. And then it's like every episode we're meeting someone's parents. Like we have the episode with Audrey's mom before Audrey's mom is in the fold. We have the episode with Max's dad's getting divorced before they get into the fold. We have the episode where Obi's parents come and Aki's parents, and we have the dinner with them. And we're just supposed to care about all these parents. It does end up, obviously, some people love Jody, Aki's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving episode is great. That's obviously the high point of the series where everything is coming out. And then, you know, it could have been like it comes out strong with the Davis Me Too scandal. And that could have been something there. But then they do not handle it poorly in the fact where they blame victims. They blame Julian for silencing victims, which is a nice change of pace. But then they really don't do enough with explaining what happens to Davis and what's going to happen to Julian and how she's going to deal with it. Because we really just... focus on how this is going to impact Julian's fame and what's she going to do about being canceled.
Right.
And that's kind of what we focus on really the last stretch of episodes.
We don't really see what Davis's repercussions are.
Right. And that's when we're really focusing on the thruple and what's going to happen with them. We have the whole Obi and the sisters love triangle from the beginning that kind of moves its way to the end, and then by the end they just kind of like about face, and they're gonna say, let's introduce a bunch of new characters at the end here. Hey, here's Obi's new girlfriend Grace, here's stable boy Rob, here's Monet's mom, here's Shan. Hey, Shan, why don't you come in, you're gonna be a new friend. And they
two episodes, even, like, it's almost like they forgot that Obi ever dated Zoya.
Yeah, they don't mention that at all.
No,
except when Julian's like, two ex-girlfriends, Zoya's
just
gonna be there too.
Yeah.
That's really the main storylines in season one. Nothing too exciting here.
And overall, like, too many teachers, too many parents, and the kids don't really have any riz, as the kids say.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. As the 50-year-old writers would make the kids
say.
Yes,
they would.
Do you have any big predictions for season two? Where's the show going to go from here?
I don't know. Like, we said it last episode, too, that they're teeing up Monet to be this potential main character. So I'm glad she gets the bum. Maybe they're realizing, like, all right, none of the people we've chosen for the main cast have been interesting so far. Let's upgrade one of the minions.
Monet will be, yeah.
And, I mean, I said it before. I think she's my hottest cast member on the show, especially the red hair episode.
Yeah,
episode. And she seems pretty evil. That's it. Could make some good TV.
Let me turn my hat backwards. When they looking for me. Backwards hat boy is over.
Nice, bro.
Bring it back to the classiness of the usual podcast. The
classiness of the forward hat boys.
Monet was looking rather elegant. Pinky out on the microphone, by the way. This is how I usually hold my microphone.
Quite elegant.
Quite.
Maybe we'll have, if they would just like take the few good things that we enjoyed from the season, throw it into the next one, that would be good. Like maybe Luna and Max can interact a little bit more. Maybe we'll actually, you know, get deeper into those characters' lives, the ones that were introduced. I like Shan. Shan's good. Like, let's hang out with her a little bit more.
Give me an unhinged prediction. We have the conspiracy. You had the conspiracy back in the day. Zoya and Julian's mom still alive. Then you had the conspiracy. Davis and Nick teamed up to kill her together. Chappelle had the conspiracy that Nick's behind everything. Nick's the big bad of the entire series. What? Give me an unhinged prediction. You may end up being right.
Yeah. In the same vein of Nick and Davis, I want to say that they're like, I think we've hinted at this before. I think there might be like a couple behind closed doors. That could be something. There needs to be a...
That was the first throuple, the mom and the Nick and the Davis.
That would make some sense. I don't know. I think it comes up as the conversations will go. I'll let you know.
All right.
For now, just the old men are going to bone zone.
Yeah, a big lemon party on Gossip Girl season 2.
Hell yeah.
Title references this season. You came on strong at the end, and you got to, after an embarrassing miss on Final Cancellation, I thought you were done for. But you came back strong.
Oh, yeah.
6 for 12 on the title references in season 1. 50% clip. Haley Strong came in with a steal, though. She was 1 for 1 on the season. All the ones she gets done. That's exciting.
You need to offer that up more. Exciting. That's a good option to have.
Shout out to Haley Strong. And speaking of Haley, we should probably, joke about this every year, rank all of our guests. We won't actually rank them, but we will we will give special thanks to the guests of this season that came on. Mel got served, of course. TV's Kevin Lanigan. Kayla Erb making her grand return. Sarah Garcrash herself. Ganesh, who some people, my cousins, are saying that best guest, or just one of my cousins, the best guest they've heard. Travis, who we've gotten some good
good
feedback on.
Very interesting. What a wide range of guests.
I know. First time guest Travis.
Richie hates
we had Rosie.
When the Ganesh is on the Hobby Boys, but that's his least favorite guest.
She hates when Ganesh is on Hobby Boys.
Richie does.
Richie hates when Ganesh is on Hobby Boys. Why?
I don't know. I think he hates the character he comes on as to start every episode.
Mike Akazichi?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rosie doesn't have he's not a good character
that's
actor.
That's what it is, yeah. Chappelle, Haley Strong, of course, Mike Bloom, and Dom, who was just on for our season finale. Thank you to all of
some heavy hitters in there too.
Some heavy hitters. You have any possible favorite music moments from this season? Did any music moments stand out to you?
Recency bias, but Brutal by Liv Rod in the finale was generally like a good start to the episode and got me excited for like 30 seconds. So that was a good music moment.
Yeah.
I know I'm missing some other ones. We talked about the funny Julian moment where she gives the speech before that. I forget who that artist is that comes on.
I know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'll piggyback on that and say that this was good for the pop girlies. Anytime we got a pop girly play, and then, you know, obviously recency bias, but Shallow karaoke in the last episode.
I think we also got a Talking Heads cover of Road to Nowhere, I believe, was in there somewhere.
That was the season 6 series finale.
Damn it. Okay, yeah, everybody was missing Gossip Girl. Old Gossip Girl.
Yeah, the good times of the Gossip Girl finale that we all remember, that we gave F's to. Let's bring in our new favorite segment, my cousin's Spotify comments of the week. This is all the way back in season 1, episode 10, High Society. And he comments, haven't listened yet, but MVP Lily and LVP CeCe.
Okay. The segment is always great and well timed.
That was the Cotillion episode.
Next episode, Cotillion for us.
And speaking of our guests, this was a big season. I think we now have 27 people now that are at least in the 2 timers club overall for the Lonely Boys.
These guests love us.
And people who've just been on 2 times. We have We Colin Stone, Casual Anna, Jesse McHugh, Gabby Pascuzzi, Richie Henderson, who hates Ganesh.
Yeah.
Felipe, Charles, happy Charles month to you and yours.
Oh, yes.
Molly. And then this season, after long-awaited returns, Kayla Erb got into the two-timers club, and Rosie Sigelko got into the two-timers club. Very exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
But most of the people that came on this season, I believe six of them, or five of them, six of them,
ooh,
were already two-timers, and they burst into the three-timers ooh club. We now have 17 members that have been on here at least three wow times.
Those three-time bursters.
I know. The people that were already in it, Naomi, Michelle, and Liz of the Total Betty mm-hmm podcast, over those three. But then TV's Kevin Lanigan joined them this season.
Oh, man.
Sarah Garcrash.
Oh, fuck.
Ganesh.
Oh,
Richie seething just from the two-timers club. Seething that Ganesh got into the three-timers. Chappelle, Mike Bloom, Dom Harvey, all part
wow
of the all have been on here three times.
Oh, my God.
The hat trick.
My hat is spinning on my head right now. You can't see this, but... It actually is on his head.
Too bad this isn't a video podcast. And then, of course, the huge news that... Windows are squawking at me.
Squawk!
I think it's the wind. Haley Strong joined the Five Timers Club, and now there are now eight members of the Five Timers Club.
Damn!
I know. Gally and Lita were not on this season, but they're part of the Six Timers Club. Wife of the Pod, your lovely wife, Nicole. Ligori, Sam, Kirsten. None of them were on this season either, so they're staying at the Seven
All
Timers Club.
Pals.
But Mel Got Served, who was our first guest of the reboot era. First member now of the eight.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, she's got the jacket. She's got the visor. She's got the regular hat that has the top.
Incredible.
She's got the fedora. She's got the top hat. And we give just so much hat for people. The
more you
know
they
what? Go on.
To knock her down a peg real quick, she does not yet have the EGOT of Boys Media because she has not been on Blitzball Boys. So she's right a phony.
So Sandy Boys, Lonely Boys, Blitzball Boys, and Hoppy Boys.
Yes, yes.
No one's gotten the EGOT, right?
I guess not, because BBD has not been on Sandy Boys.
SLHB.
So there's the best of the best are missing one.
The Schlub.
The Schlub.
SH, Sandy, Hoppy, Lonely, Blitzball.
Yeah.
The Schlubby.
I think those
no
are the two
no one's
people
a Schlubby yet
that are closest to getting a Schlubby.
Who? Mel and who?
Mel and BBD.
BBD, Big Baby Davis.
Because he technically was on the Lonely Boys with the
yes, he hasn't been
episode
on Sandy Boys, though.
Right.
We got to get him on Sandy Boys.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. I think it would be a tough pull to get him to watch. I think we've asked him to watch an episode for Lonely Boys, and he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't have to figure this out now.
We have to think of... all right, let's take a break from the podcast.
I mean,
I
think it'd be
out
easier to get Mel to watch Warehouse
to
Games and talk about Blitzball Boys. Yeah,
it'd be fun.
It'd be fun.
Exciting. Gotta get her the Schlubby.
Or
it's gonna be
play
a
Blitzball
momentous
with me. I think that would count. Put a video out there.
It's gonna be a momentous occasion when someone does get a Schlubby.
It'll be very exciting.
All right, let's get into these 12 episodes here and rank where they were from bottom to top, and of course. But there are only 12 of them we have to get through.
Yeah.
12 out of 12 place. We had our first ever triple effer. Me, you, and Sarah all gave this episode an F. I was very low at a D-, but then your Fs inspired me
yeah
to also go F.
We had a lot of that this season. A lot of
yeah
changing
well
back
you
and
were
the grades.
Yeah, you loved changing. You loved
you
to combat.
You did it a couple times, too. One instance right here. It happened to the guests, too. Everybody was flip-flopping.
I know. Zero GPA, three Fs. Could not even get one thing right this episode, and that is Hope Sinks, the worst episode of the season, the worst episode of the series, the worst episodes of any Gossip Girl iteration here.
This is the Audrey Aki and Max episode with three Fs.
With three, yeah, oh yeah. I think that might be the next one where they three F in the church.
Okay, I just meant in general, like we can call it the triad episode or something.
Sure. But it's the big Halloween episode where people dress up as Dan and Chuck.
Yes.
Like, it's just that image
sums it up
alone.
Right there. Yeah.
Although you should have loved it because it's the beginning where a gun gets brought to school. we meet Pippa
but
and Bianca.
It wasn't shot.
Yes. Zoya meets her new friend that is actually just a reporter for Nelayuki stalking Zoya. That was weird. We have the whole thing where you fell asleep during Obi, like, revealing how he found out about this stuff. You have the Max and Rafa stuff running rampant in this one. You have Monet randomly betraying Julian and then going to the other, like, I'm going to be Bianca's minion now. And then she comes back.
They're like, we're going to save that for the end of the season when she goes bad.
The big thing was, like, Kate was like, I'm going to disable comments for Gossip Girl. That'll change the world. And
she's
my hero. There was nothing to like about this one at all, unfortunately. But we had fun talking about
it. That was kind of what I was looking for in every episode. It's like, all right, what bumps this up from an F? Like, how many tiers above F am I going?
Yeah,
I would start there baseline.
Start at baseline F. Yeah. Yeah.
And do I have anything I like? Okay, now D minus, then D.
Yeah. The 11th best episode, or the second worst, as we can call it, with a GPA of 1.1. It is just over a D average. And it's because me and you actually did it a service. We both gave it D pluses, and Mike Bloom gave it a D minus. We recently talked about it, the penultimate episode. You can't take it with Jules.
Mm.
I say that all the time.
I know. Should
it
I
rolls
have,
off the
have
tongue.
Given it a D because of the title?
yeah, drop it down a little bit. No, it's too low. Rankings are locked.
Okay,
grades are
okay,
locked in
okay,
at this
okay.
point. And that was the one we just talked about. We meet Shan. Christmas approaches. We have the big Taylor Max holiday sauce event that everyone goes to. Keller, Glassberg, and Wendy finally get control back of Gossip Girl. Oh, big episode for
finally.
Old Lady Sharon. She kind of rose it up to a D plus for me.
That she was what brought it above the baseline F.
Aki and Audrey are trying to find someone to fuck, and they realize it has to be Max. It has to be Max.
Yeah,
just really bad. And also, Obi's sister, the engagement. They ruined that. So that's just the episode. Like, mostly just didn't make sense. We really harped on that that phone stealing scheme in the middle of the episode.
So funny.
That really didn't make any sense. Just a microcosm of the entire episode. How they just throw stuff at the wall and nothing makes sense.
Literally throw things.
Yep. Let's get into the top 10, but we're still in the bottom three. With a 1.43 GPA, She's Having a Maybe. I gave it a D+. You gave it a D. Mel brought this one up and gave it a C. It's the second episode of the series, first one that a guest came on for. And, you know, already when we're at the second episode and we're like, boy, this has dropped off already. This is going to be a long season. It's the big parent-teacher conference episode.
Good shit.
Also, we meet.
I mean, it's a terrible concept right there. The parent teacher conference episode. Oh,
I've got parent teacher conference on Tuesday, and I've only known my students for 2 weeks.
I mean, that yours sounds like it could be TV worthy, potentially.
Yeah, I have to stay there till 8 o'clock.
Fucking yikes!
F day for the students. I'm there till 8.
Gotta love it.
As like, I wish the parent teacher conferences are only. Five. It's like the half day until 11:30. Then our lunch is 11:30 to 1. And it's like, just skip lunch. Let's get the thing.
Yeah.
Parent-teacher conferences from 1 to 4. Dinner break from 4 to 6.
Yeah, we're dragging
skip
us out.
I'll eat dinner when I get home.
Right.
And then parent-teacher conferences from 6 to 8. Oof. Let's just do parent-teacher conferences 11:30 to 4:30. Get home.
Just
we
seriously.
Eat lunch and dinner at the same time. When
That's a great idea.
Right?
You should pitch that.
Okay.
I think parent-teacher conference day is like a widely loathed day by all teachers. It's like a nightmare.
It's gonna be in the back of
my mind all year long until it's over.
Also in this episode, this is the first time where Nick's like, Zoya, I don't like you here. We need to move you back to Buffalo. And then Julian is like, oh, Zoya can stay. We like her now. This is also the start of Max pursuing Rafa. So just all kinds of things that we do not like. Kiki gets drunk at the fundraiser event.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's when I get a crush on her.
Yep.
Love that's an old drunk woman.
That's your old lady crush of this series.
Yeah, you gotta have one.
Kiki, Lily, Kirsten.
Kiki,
Lily.
Kiki,
you love it.
Kiki, Lily.
Juju.
Rai, Sansan.
Number 9. And with a name like this, how could it be ranked so low? A 1.47 GPA parent site. I gave it a D. You all the way down to D minus. Ganesh brought this up to a B minus. He's the one that brought it up to 9th himself.
Was there anyone stuck in the house in this episode?
I know we meet Obi's mom and Aki's dad. That's the big dinner they have.
Oh, okay.
With them, and
so any bitches had us standing up to them or something.
Oh, you know what this one is? This one is where half the episode is Julian going on her brand meetings.
Oh God.
So
I definitely took a nap during this one.
Not great. This is also the one with the protest happened. Screaming is a human right.
Okay, you know what brought us that, so at least.
I remember saying the last 5 minutes were good, but it was not enough for me to... it's the mid-season finale. Obi cheats on Zoya with Julian. Aki tells the press that... Or Roger tells the press that Aki loves Kaki.
Yeah, I think that sums it. It's like, we can't just have 5 good minutes and expect me to be excited to tune in every week.
Rafa takes over Gossip Girl.
And shortly leaves the show. Like, it seems like he's going to be like a mainstay.
And then the next episode, he's gone.
And thinks everyone's crazy forever using Gossip Girl. Like, this is horrible. You guys got to stop this. Like, you were just the most involved.
Number 8. We're still in the D range, and we're at number 8. A 1.57 GPA, Fire Walks with Z. I gave it a C+, you gave it a C-, you gave it a D-. Kayla gave it a D+. This is the Baby Milo episode, where he says, it's gonna get wet in here. And gives them dry alcohol. No idea.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
There's a confusing, really, weird element in every episode that just, like, doesn't make sense.
We're like, what's going on in this? Yeah. Let's see if I can find... Cause this might be the episode where we have the musical guest, but I can't even see in the episode description where who performs. But yeah, this is when Julian realizes she's a bully, tells everyone to record her, promises to change. The first of many times where Julian will promise to change.
Right, one of the key problems of this season.
That's why they're
repeating plot lines over and over again.
Number 7, we're in the last of the final half, and we're still in that one range, a 1.67. Final cancellation. This is when I bumped it up to a C+, so you bumped it down to a D to keep it at the same average.
Good. Smart.
Haley Strong gave it a C-. We thought maybe the show would get canceled, but no, it's just dealing with Julian's cancellation.
Yeah, I think my reasoning for bumping grades down so much, just like, you know, not having too much care about where my grades land, is they don't have much care for the show or respect for the show. So I just want it. Yeah, and like, if I go down a letter grade, I still kind of feel that way anyway. It's not like I'm, you know, where I was for the Gossip Girl original grades.
It was sacred.
It was sacred. I cared about it. I don't want to, you know, mess with it too much. But these ones, they deserve to be low.
Yeah. Julian's getting canceled because of the Davis stuff. You know, Max is helping out Audrey and Aki do all kinds of things. The only reason I bumped it up to a C+ is because this is the one where we have our Cyrus and Eleanor and and Dorota
for
and
all
Anya.
Sake.
Yeah, it just was anything, and that was at least enough for me to go into that C+ range. Let's do the top half of episodes, Brendan. What these episodes are good enough to get into the top half.
Before that, I have an idea for a segment.
Okay,
my dad's been texting me recently about music. This happened yesterday for the first time. I just got a text from him again. It's a link, Spotify link to a song. You can't see what it is until you click on it. But he says, one of John Mayer's top recommended hits, huh?
It's a Rickroll. It's
yeah. He sends me right to Meat Spin. you probably heard it, but play at maximum volume, LOL. By the way, I have a Spotify playlist for you. I save for you with songs you'd like. I'm like, that's sweet.
That is kind of nice.
So I opened up the song, and it is... Mr. Brightside is the song recommendation.
A little bit of an underground hit, something you might not have heard.
It was very, like,
I like it, though.
Fatherly.
I discovered it. I like it.
I said, oh, yes, that's a great one. A classic for Dana Street Boys at weddings. So I want to see what today's song of the day is. He said, song of the day, maximum volume, and bass required.
Time for Don Ruppel's song of
the day. Clicking the link. Opening. It is.
Here we go. Right. Sorry,
Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Wow, where is he finding these songs? He's such
an amazing.
These underground artists that he's discovering. Really, we got a real a Davis in our midst, not the other stuff, just the record producers.
As far as we know, it's always a shadow of a doubt.
You never know. You never know with the Ruffles. All right, so that's our plug, a little early plugs. Check out Mr. Brightside, check out Thunderstruck, some two lesser known songs.
Now I'm excited to go through that whole playlist and see what's on there.
It's just the most streamed songs on Spotify.
It goes from the top. All the Billions Club.
For number six, we actually have a tie for fifth place. In fifth place, just tying their way into the top five here. We're in the C range, finally. 2.2 GPAs.
Wow.
Just Another Girl on MTA, the premiere. Gossip okay. Gone Girl, the finale.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Sandwiched by mediocrity.
Was able to get into a tie for the top five when, Brendan, you gave it an F.
Oh, my God.
Me yeah. and Dom raised it up with two B pluses. This yeah. is a great one where you had a D minus, and Dom said, you made some good points. D minus.
Dom was down with me at D minus.
I like it. B plus. And then Dom said, you made some good points. B plus.
That's crazy.
And you said, fuck you all. F.
I should go double F. That's how I should do. I should have added a fourth answer. Two Fs.
Yeah. Two Fs. Yeah, the first ever double F from one person. Yeah, we don't need to rehash it. We just talked about it. But all that weird stuff that happens in the finale, I had fun with it. You know, they all go to Hudson. Brendan obviously did yeah. not.
I had fun talking through what the hell that message to Gossip Girl was at the end. Trying to figure that out was interesting.
Highlight that was very fun. There's a catch, and the catch has a condition. And here's my deal. Step one.
Here's my deal. No deal.
Here's my deal. No deal. Step one. I'm going to give you information. New rule. You have to. Some of it's going to be a lie, and then when it's a lie, you're going to post it. But I'm going to try to catch you posting it, and I'm going to come for you. And okay,
Gossip Girl immediately. Oh fuck yeah, I'm in.
Julian spiraling. I don't need till midnight. I'm in. And then the premiere, I thought it was a decent premiere. I gave it a B minus. You gave it a C minus. You were always pretty consistently lower than me. But we introduced the players. Zoya comes to Constance. You mentioned COVID a lot. COVID's over. Yay. Let's mention it every episode.
Yeah. And it's crazy I gave it that low of a grade because I hadn't had enough time with the show to be annoyed at it yet. And I was off the bat like, oh right. boy.
Yeah, this is when we meet the teachers, unfortunately. That's probably what brought it down so low for you. They create sure. Gossip Girl. And we get the first of the Zoya versus Julian in the very first episode. Let's do the top four, our core four episodes. And we're still only in the C range. 2.33. GPA, Lies Wide Shut. I gave it a B. Brendan, you gave it a C.
Mm.
TV's Kevin Lanigan also gave it a C. And I have the wrong guest written here, so oh. I'm just gonna mid pod adjust my notes.
Strain your throat on that.
Yeah, when I adjust my notes, I really strain yeah. my throat for whatever reason. It's the third episode of the series, and this is the one where we find out that Max's dads are cheating on each other. Well, Roy's cheating on Gideon. This is when we go to Jeremy. We meet Jeremy O'Harris, and we see his insane play that everyone goes to, Aki and Audrey come clean, and Aki's like, I'm in love with you, and I love you, and I'm bisexual.
and Zoya's not talking to Obi.
Yes. We meet Lola. We get the teachers
Davis
get one of their own fired.
Boo thing. Forgot
yeah,
who she was.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is the one where they get Rima fired. So I guess it wasn't terrible. We gave it decent grades. Even yeah. you gave it a C.
That's pretty high for me.
I gave it a B.
I want to say, was my highest grade like a B minus? I guess we'll get there.
We'll get there. Yeah. Let's top three. And the interesting thing about these top three episodes is they were all released on the same day.
That is so weird.
Gossip Girl had a great day on November 25th.
Mm.
Had a great day. They released their top three episodes of this season all on the same day. Number three.
They think like if they released all three at once, people would get tricked into just watching the whole chunk.
Yeah, maybe. You know, this on November 25th, we thought maybe the show could have legs after all, and then it kind of
mm-hmm.
brought back down a week later with the Christmas era. Number three, 2.47 GPA, BlackBerry Narcissus. Me and you both gave it a C minus, but Chappelle brought it up with an A. So
that's how this one got into the top three.
This is the one where the big investigation with Davis's BlackBerries and Julian tries to get the victims to come forward, only to then tell them not to come forward.
Right.
That's pretty much the crux of what's happening there. We have the start of the teacher civil war also, if you want to know what's going on with the teachers. Number two, one episode prior, 2.67 GPA, posts on a scandal, the big Davis Me Too reveal. I gave it a B, you gave it a C+, and Rosie gave it a B-, good enough to give it a 2.67.
Yeah, that's GPA. A rave for me, yeah.
Yeah, and then number one, there wasn't any doubt. Big gap between one and two and the rest. A 3.47 GPA. Actually, a pretty respectable.
Wow, almost Dean's
GPA
list.
Here. 3.47. Yeah, almost Dean's list. I mean, that's a A- range, really.
Yeah.
B+, A- range, more like a B+. Once upon a time in the Upper West, the big Thanksgiving episode. I gave it an A. Travis gave it an A-, and you gave it a B-. So enough to get it a 3.47.
Still annoyed at it. But my best.
The best episode, yeah. And you gave it a B-. So that says something. I gave 1 A, Once Upon a Time in the Upper West, the Thanksgiving episode. You gave 0 A's. Brendan, you said you think your highest grade was a B-. I won't even ask you to predict. It confirmed it. You gave it to Once Upon a Time. I just said it.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in the Upper West. My lowest grade was an F for Hope Sinks, the big Halloween episode.
Uh-huh.
Everyone dressing up as Gossip Girl characters. You gave 2 Fs, Hope Sinks and the finale, Gossip Gone Girl. I just want to go over your I don't know why I'm fixing typos in my notes while I'm podcasting, but that's Brendan, I want to go over your grades. The 12 grades you gave.
Okay.
You gave 1 B-, 1 C+, 1 C, 2 C-, 1 D+, and then these were 6 episodes.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
Two D's, two D minuses, and two Fs.
Six episodes could not even scrape by a D.
Oh,
man. Yikes. That sounds like
really
that
bad
whole chunk
stuff.
Is like freshman year Brendan at college. Yikes.
Yeah, you have to go to academic probation, Saturday morning detention with Sam.
Well, that's what
Dan.
I asked when I got kicked off the cross country team, and I had to sit with the athletic director and my coach. They're like, "Do you know what this is about?" And I was like, "It's about my grades." He's like, actually, no.
Actually, no.
It's something worse.
the highest guest grade was an A, Chappelle, and the lowest guest grade was an F from Sarah. So A to F really, really went everywhere.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're not going to lump these in with the regular Gossip Girl. These are two kind of separate things. But if we were, Hope Sinks would be our new worst episode of all time.
Wow.
Asked the all 121 Gossip Girl episodes.
Yeah,
and
tracks.
Then you look at the other episodes. The next one up, You Can't Take It with Jules. Out of 121 Gossip Girl episodes, this would lie in between 118 and 119. She's Having a Maybe would be tied for 114. Parents Say It would be tied for 113.
Do we Fire crack Walks the top with Z. One,
Fire Walks with Z and Final Cancellation both would be in between 112 and 113.
My God.
Like, these are some low grades. Even when we get into the higher ones, this whole lump here, Lies Wide Shut, Just Another Girl on MTA, Gossip Gone Girl, would all fall between 96 and 97.
And we're also on the Gossip Girl reboot curve, too.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So these are with curves. BlackBerry Narcissist would be tied for 87. Posts on a, and these are our top episodes here. Posts on a Scandal would be tied for 79. And then I think the only actual respectable one, where is this? See, I actually have to scroll
like
up.
Middle of the pack,
it.
Maybe.
Once Upon a Time in the Upper West. Actually, tied for 36th it would be.
Okay.
So not bad. Not bad. Pretty good. To give it some context here. It'd be tied with Gaslit, the season 4 Thanksgiving episode, where Serena overdoses and goes to the hospital.
Nice.
Pretty good. And would be above one of my favorites, The Dark Knight, where we have the power outage in Manhattan.
Fun.
Yeah, I love that one. You you brought it down with a B. I gave it an A.
Brought it down with a B. Olds. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. This would bring anything up in new, yeah. new gossip.
It would be my best grade of the season.
I know. Let's do the MVPs and who got the high. Do you have a prediction for who got the most MVPs?
I want to say. Ooh, that water is delicious. Max, maybe.
Good prediction. We'll see if you're right. Let's see. We have 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 different people got MVPs this season. And 8 of them were in a tie for 10th with only one each. And the people that got one MVP, Rhoda, the episode that Dorota was in. Cyrus, the episode that Cyrus was in. Gideon. You gave Gideon his only MVP.
Kiki. Good for me.
You gave Kiki her only MVP.
Good girl.
Blair, for the episode she was in. Nelly Yuki, for the episode she was in. Oh, yeah, Blair wasn't in that episode. For the episode she
her
was
picture
in. Yeah, for the episode her picture was in. Nelly Yuki, for the episode she was in. I gave Pippa and Bianca a joint MVP.
Sure.
In that terrible episode. Bad they were. Half each. Not even a bright spot, but just a neutral spot. So yeah, they technically have half each, but they're one person.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Baby Milo, the episode he was in, they all had one each. So a lot of old Gossip Girl people picking up an MVP here. Four-way tie for 6. These are the people I just missed top 5 with only 2 MVPs. And we only have 12 episodes to work with, so not a lot of MVPs mm-hmm. to give out. But I was very surprised at the people that got 2 MVPs this season. Grace, not as surprising because
okay. Had a good episode.
She got 2 MVPs for the one episode she was in. Mm-hmm. And then Nick, who we don't like, picked up 2 MVPs.
I gave him one, at least.
You did. I also gave him one.
Okay.
At least, and at most. Roy, who we don't like, got 2 MVPs for literally one
good,
scene where
good,
he's where
yeah.
he's a good dad.
Yeah.
One, he picked up both of his MVPs. And then Obi, who we don't like, but had a good beginning,
early days,
picked up 2
early
MVPs.
Days.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all tied for 6. Now we get into...
Much like Dan Humphrey in that, right, too.
Exactly, yes. We get into our top 5. And even though it's the top 5, we have a 3-way tie for 3rd place, and these people got 3 MVPs each. Only 3, but good enough to make the top 3, even top 3, 4, and 5. Lucky. Picked up his MVPs across the way, you know? Never had more than one episode. I gave him one. Firewalks with Z. You gave him one for Final Cancellation. Travis gave him one. Saying we're gonna fuck Max tonight at Thanksgiving.
That was good.
And now, I was gonna go to our top 2. I only mentioned one of the 3-way tie. Also in a tie for 3. Third, Zoya with 3, and all of hers came from Queen Sweep episode that she had.
Oh wow!
When a post on a scandal when she decides to believe women when no one else will.
One good episode, I mean, and she was never like that bad. So, I mean, I'm glad she made her way to the top 5 slash. Slash 3.
Top 5 slash 4 slash 5 slash 3. And then, of course, in the top 5 here is Old Lady Sharon with 3 MVPs
boy.
From her own Queen Sweep from You Can't Take It with Jules. Well deserved. A top 5 MVP getter for this season, Old Lady Sharon. A teacher.
Who would have thunk
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Now we have our top 2. And in alphabetical order, our top 2 is Audrey and Max, 2/3 of the thruple, with Aki as the third, close behind. Predicted Max. Would you like to switch your prediction to Audrey, or are you standing strong with Max?
What are you trying to do here? This is fucked up.
Listen.
You play mind games.
I'm giving you the opportunity. Now that you know the options, I'm giving you the opportunity.
Do I stick with Max, or do I take the chin? I'll stick with Max. I think people... he's polarizing.
Yes. Brendan, good move. Audrey had 4, and Max had 6. So... Only 12 episodes, 6, not bad. Audrey got 2 from me, 2 from you. None from any of the guests. None of our guests liked Audrey. So that's enough to get her into second place, though, on the backs of me and you. And what a fun piggyback ride that would be if Audrey was on both of our backs. And then number 1 with 6 MVPs is Max. I gave him 1, you gave him 2, and then our guests loved the Max. Mel gave him 1, TV's Kevin gave him 1, Ganesh gave him 1.
What are the few interesting main cast members?
Yes. A lot of his stuff came. He got five of his MVPs in the first three episodes. He got two in episode two and three. He got a queen sweep in episode three with Lies Wide Shut. Can't remember what. It's the one where he's dealing with his parents with his parents cheating on each other.
Okay.
Or got Roy cheating on Gideon. I was clearing my throat. Sorry. So yeah, congrats to Max. He gets the most MVPs this season. And usually in a season, every main cast member picks up an MVP. Sometimes every cast member except for one, if Vanessa's in the cast or something. but this, there, I think there's one, two, three, six. There, first of all, there's 14 main
there's
cast members,
cast
which
members,
is just too
yeah.
many. But six of them don't get MVP. Julian, Kate, Jordan, Luna, Monet, Rafa. Six main cast members that do not get MVPs, and how could you blame us for not giving them MVP?
Yeah. None of those names make me excited.
Most MVPs for me, Audrey, I gave her two. Most MVPs from you, Brendan, you gave Max and Audrey two apiece, our top two getters. And then most MVPs from the guests, Max got three guest MVPs.
Now for the slop.
We will not mix them in with the original Gossip Girl standings, but I will say this is canonical Gossip Girl, and we did have five old Gossip Girl members get MVPs in Baby Milo, Nelly Yuki, Blair, Cyrus, and Dorota. And I will say, it does. Cyrus was in a 11th place tie with Rufus with eight MVPs overall. Now he's in sole position of 11th. Just 11th with nine. He's got nine, but he's in sole position of nine.
I'd say that counts. He pulls ahead of Rufus.
Yeah, it'd be tough to catch Eric at 13. He's going to have a hell of a return appearance in season two. Dorota doesn't change anything, but she goes from 18 to 19. She's still in eighth, but she's 0.5 point away from Serena. So if she comes back again, maybe we could see her pass Serena in the overall standings here. Nelly Yuki does. She was in a tie for looks like 20th with the three getters. Now she's in a tie for 16th with
for
the
her,
four overall
jump.
Getters. She ties Sage with four MVPs total.
Oh wow, Sage!
You even remember Sage?
Yeah,
from
I do.
Six?
Nate, yeah, Nate's little girl.
It's little girl, yes. Blair was already in first, but she picks up her 58th total MVP. running away
yeah,
with it
girl.
Still.
Yeah.
And then Baby Milo picks up his first ever MVP. No longer a baby.
Yeah. Amazing. We
preteen Milo.
Back in the day.
Yes. So let's get into our LVPs. And this will be fun. We have 1, 2, 3, well, sorry, that's not what I meant. We have 10, 11, 12, 13, oh, we have 14, 15, 15 people that got LVPs. We will start at the bottom, of course. In a two-way tie for 14th. Oh, first, do you have any predictions do you have any predictions on who got the most LVPs?
Sorry
to put you
back in the
prediction.
Based on the numbers you're about to tell me.
Based on the numbers. Based on the numbers you haven't heard.
LVPs, I think... I want to say Julian's a big number getter up there. Her and Nick Lott. And Kate Keller. I don't know. There's so many bad ones. Jesus Christ. It's between Kate and Julian, maybe. I'll say Kate. We really hate Kate.
Okay.
She got a lot. I think the guests also came on and would give her a lot of hate. Kate hate.
I will tell you when we get there.
Oh!
Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. So
maybe
let's start.
I'll give you that. I'll give you the top three in order. Kate,
okay.
Julian, Nick.
Oh my God! You giving me the top three? Wow! All right, tied for 14th with 1/3 of an MVP of an LVP. Haley came on and split her LVP three ways between the triad, and Audrey and Aki had never gotten an LVP, so they only have 1/3 of an LVP. And this is a big Haley Strong move. I was looking at the notes last time she came on; she also split her LVP three ways.
Okay.
She's doing it.
I mean, if this is her only LVP, you can round down.
Well,
go to zero.
No, they're here.
Okay.
They're queer.
Okay, they sure are.
They're 1/3 LVPs. No, Audrey, not so much. I guess maybe.
Yeah.
For the episode that Haley comes on for, which is a final cancellation, and I will not update my notes, but I do have the wrong episode written in here, so I'm resisting myself to.
Don't do it.
So they have 1/3 of an LVP point each, and now we get into the four-way tie for 10th in the top 10 of LVPs. They have one each. I gave Pippa's mom an LVP for putting sending that tip in that she went to Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
Haley gave, nope, not Haley. Why do I have so many misclicks here with these notes?
This Higher is, night
I'm
last
so
night.
Sorry.
It's like you were doing these notes at Chinese New Year last night.
I think that's maybe what it was.
Yeah.
Number 10. Lola had one LVP. Scott had one LVP from me. And Luna, the minion, had an LVP from Kayla.
Yeah, Luna kind of got off scot-free for not being in the show too much.
You know what the problem is, Brendan? I can tell you what the problem is here. I got confused from my notes. Because Haley was the one that split it up last time. It was Dom that split up the LVP this time. That's why I have so many. It's the right episode, the wrong guest I have written in. Dom was the one that gave them each one-third an LVP. So Dom and Haley both with the move recently of doing the LVP. And Haley was the one who gave Lola the LVP. Okay, we got it now.
Okay.
We're good. You figured it out. I have figured it out.
Great.
Thank you.
Everyone was very
ninth. In ninth, that one-third of an LVP from Dom coming into play with Max, because he had one other one from Mike Bloom. We racked both of these up in the last two episodes. So he defeats all the one-place tires. He's in sole position of ninth place with 1.33 repeating LVPs.
Okay.
Comments, concerns?
No, I'm thinking about where he would stand overall, but I think he still takes the cake. We'll get there.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense. We have four-way tie for fifth place. These are the people just missing out on the core four of LVPs, and maybe they're thankful. Two LVPs each. Davis. Kind of incredible that he only gets
he should have maybe gotten
LVPs.
More, but I guess, like we said, after he had the cancellation, he
disappears.
Wasn't in this show anymore,
One from me, one from you, when he gets Me Too'd. Lassberg somehow only got two LVPs.
There's bigger fish to fry than him. Not important enough.
You never gave him an LVP, and I think
George
it's because when choosing between Jor-Jor or Kate, you always went
Kate.
with Keller. Yeah.
Yes, she knows me more.
Roy, only with two LVPs. And your prediction for a top three getter, Nick Lott, only with two LVPs.
Oh, shit.
And I will say, both from you, I never gave Nick Lott an LVP.
That's why I thought he was higher.
Always bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
So they are all tied together. Let's get into our top four. And Brendan, in alphabetical order, we'll say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, H, I, J, K. Okay, Julian, Keller, Ubi, and Rafa are the top four in alphabetical order. Would you like to, you know that Nick's not there. Would you like to either switch your prediction or maybe give me an order based on the top four?
Yeah, okay. So I'll stick with Keller being up there. Now, Obi, we really didn't like Obi.
A murderer's row of shitty characters.
I feel like there's got to be episodes where Rafa like swept an episode. I'll go Rafa too. Then I'll stick with Julian. I'll go with Julian 3, Obi 4.
All right, Brendan. There's a two-way tie for third place, so you couldn't have known.
This is trick. Okay.
But they have three each. Really, doubted the amount of hate that Obi had because he's in the top two. It's Julian and Rafa, each with three LVPs, tied at third here. And Julian, I will say, I also never gave Julian an LVP.
Wow.
Two from you and one from Travis. And if Travis could, he would have given her seven, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then Rafa, I gave Rafa two, and you gave him one. So he never swept an episode because I guess people didn't care that he was statutory raping a child.
That was my thought process. So he had it.
It was legal. 17, he was legal.
Sure.
Yeah. So, number two now. We have, in alphabetical order, Keller and Obi. And you're going to stick with Keller.
Got to be Keller.
I already gave you the... It's a good move, because number two is Obi with five.
Okay.
He had five LVPs. I gave him two. You gave him one. Sarah gave him one. And Rosie gave him one.
I thought there was a few episodes where he wasn't doing that much, and he was just kind of like following people around.
Yeah.
But,
Now, number one, we know it's Keller. Obi had five LVPs. Keller doubled that.
Ten. Yeah, baby.
Like 12 episodes. Keller had 10 LVPs.
Impressive.
And let me say, Mel gave her one. Chappelle, rhyme, gave her one. Brendan, you gave her five LVPs during the course of the season. And I gave her three. We did not like the Keller.
No, we did not. But the fans love your
impression. LBB is between the two of us. Yeah.
Hey, you know, why is everyone giving me LBB? I'm the one that's... It's because I'm not Meryl. Is Meryl behind this? I'm the one with who's the good person. I'm making everyone better with Gossip Girl.
Okay, they're playing you off the stage.
All right. I'm on the deep end.
No, that's not, give the microphone to Grace, please.
All right, now for an underground hit. Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Wise man.
So this is the musical episode of that.
Gossip Girl.
Wow, so those are our LVPs. The main cast members who did not get an LVP. Zoya. Congratulations, Zoya.
Congrats.
Monet was not in enough. And then Gideon and Kiki, the only adults here. No LVPs.
Good for them.
Good for them. Most LVPs for me was Kate. I gave her 3. And then Obi and Rafa, I gave them 2 each. Most LVPs for you, Brendan? Kate with 5.
Oh, yeah.
And then you gave Julian and Nick 2 each. And the most LVPs from the guests, Kate got 2 from our guests. Obi got 2 from our guests. And who the hell is Nate?
Maybe Nate got mentioned or something? I don't know.
No, because he would have been... another typo here. Who did I accidentally...
Did Kate get more than we thought?
more for Kate.
More for Kate?
I think it might just be... Kate and Obi here. Doesn't look like anyone else got more than 1 LVP from guests. I think this might... Oh, no. It's Max. Got 2 guests. No, it won the 3rd guest LVPs.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only way that got more than 1. I don't know. Nate, you know what? It was late when I was doing this. It was midnight. I was trying to... I had to go to sleep.
Maybe you're trying to write late because it was 2 o'clock.
It's late out, yeah, because it was late. It was not 2 o'clock. I said it was midnight, Brendan.
Well, the 2 in the... Nate, too. I'm just trying to help you out.
Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, let's do the net MVPs for the season. 26 people either got an MVP or an LVP. And so our least valuable player this season is Keller with negative 10 raw score. 0 MVPs and 10 LVPs. And then we have a 3-way tie coming in next. Obi joins Julian Rafa. Julian Rafa with 0 MVPs and 3 LVPs. And then Obi gets down there because he had his 2 MVPs, but he also had his 5 LVPs. So he's all the way at the bottom there. And to round out the bottom 5 is a tie with Davis and Glassberg, who have negative 2 each. Luna, Scott, Lola, Pippa's mom all with negative 1. And then tied for 15th. Both at net neutral, 0. Roy and Nick both had 2 MVPs and 2 LVPs.
Wow.
What that?
That's...
How about... Dads.
Dads.
What's up, Roy?
What's up, Roy? Want to listen to Thunderstruck?
And now let's get into our positive rankings. Everyone tied for 7th here with 1 net MVP. Milo, Pippa, Bianca, Nelly Yuki, Blair, Kiki, Gideon, Cyrus, Dorota. Number 6. Our 6th most valuable player this year was Grace, because she has 2 MVPs and no LVPs.
Good for her.
And then our top 5. Number 5 is Aki. He had his 3 MVPs, but he also had a minus 0.33. 2.67 overall. Number 4 and 3 tied in 3rd is Zoya and Old Lady Sharon. Incredible. That Old Lady Sharon able to get into the top 4 here. And then number 2 is Audrey with 4 MVPs but 0.33 LVPs. And
then Max, trying to get that actress on our show for an interview.
Audrey or Old Lady Sharon?
Old Lady Sharon. I think she would come on.
Yeah, I agree. Number 1 is Max. He had 6 MVPs and 1 1/3 LVPs, but still able to get a raw score of 4.67. And that tops our list here. Number 1. So Max is our MVP of the season. Keller is our LVP of the season. No surprise finish there.
Yeah.
14 people total finish with net positive, 10 with net negative, 2 at net 0, and Roy and Nick.
I mean, even that's very, very different than old Gossip Girl, where we'd have one person that really runs away with it. Overall, too. Like,
I mean, Keller at the bottom. Yeah. Keller at the bottom, really. Yeah, run away with it. I'll ask you, Nick and Roy both at 0. Will they finish with net positive or net negative at the end of the series?
Nick's got to be net negative. Roy, I don't know how much more screen time he gets. He's not that imperative to the plot a lot of times, especially all they've been doing all season long is getting divorced. And we kind of settled that.
Season long. Dun, 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 dun.
It's good. We love it. what else you got?
I haven't eaten yet. Can you tell?
Yeah, you get very singy.
feel. I'm going to get some Qdoba after this.
Nice. I had a bagel from Bagels and BLIs this morning.
I've heard they're going downhill.
From Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're exactly the same they've always been. It was great. I got a
sandwich. Just in the area. I went to the business building a couple doors down to get something notarized.
I'd never been in that building before.
Neither had I.
Yeah.
I always saw it was there.
It's going downhill.
What a great place to work, right above Eagles and Beyond.
Yeah, right?
And the UPS store.
Oh,
and Imperial Pizza.
Oh. And the new thrift store and Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree. The gym.
Oh, the gym. That's my I go to the gym. It's a great gym.
You could go to anywhere on your break.
I was telling Nicole recently that Travis, former guest, loved to stay up late enough to go to the bagel store for opening at like 4 a.m. It was his favorite thing to do.
Yep, we've done that with him before.
Yep.
I know Gerard was trying to make the trip. I think he might have like passed out like right before. He was like falling. We were playing Mexican Train. He was like falling asleep at the. And then that inspired me when I would go to college. Then me and Troy would try to be the first people to go to Walmart when Walmart, the country's biggest Walmart.
Oh.
And so we'd stay up till 6 a.m. and get there. And then we got there. Freaking old lady camped outside just waiting for it to open. I don't know how she beat us. I don't know how she beat us.
What's instead of Walmart at opening that you need to get there early?
Just to be first. Just because Travis
did you buy anything?
Yeah, we'd do our food shopping. We'd stay up till 6 a.m., go to Walmart, do our food shopping, and then stay up till 9 a.m., go to the gym, and then, like, go to... Well,
yikes.
That was me, necessarily. And then I was on the... At that point, winter break, my final year of college when I was in grad school, I was, like... There was this point where I was, like, going to bed at, like, 1 p.m. This was the first time I was watching Gossip Girl. I was, like, watching 13 episodes of Gossip Girl, staying up till 1 p.m., and then waking up at 10 p.m. to start the day.
Just nothing mattered. What a backwards
Nothing
you were,
really yeah, okay. mattered.
That's tomorrow's recommendation for my dad. You were real.
Actually inspired an indie movie, too, called Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's interesting that you had a phase of your life that you slept the hours of like a cat, essentially.
It's really weird waking up and starting the day in the pitch black.
Yeah, yeah.
Really fun, too. I miss it.
It sounds depressing to me.
I love it.
Hey.
And then I'd fix my sleep schedule. I would just wake up later and later each day until eventually I was an early riser.
Look at that.
How about that?
What a trick.
All right. Net MVPs overall. We mentioned the five people that got an MVP from the original Gossip Girl. Baby Milo had an LVP. So now he's able to get to net neutral.
Good for him.
Baby Milo now tied with Monkey the Dog. Hillary Duff's Olivia Burke, and head minion Penelope. They each have zero net MVPs.
Wow.
So congrats, Baby Milo, for getting out of the negatives. We mentioned, who else got one? Nelly Yuki, right?
Yep.
So Nelly Yuki now is in a tied for 10th place overall with four MVPs, no LVPs. Tied with Sage again.
Wow. Sage had a good run.
I know. Cyrus was in a tie with Nate for 8. At MVPs, now he has 9. He's in sole position of 7th.
Good for him. Deserved.
And since he's never had an LVP, he's only one away from Eric.
Oh, shit.
In the net MVPs. So maybe if he comes back.
Okay.
So 7th overall net MVPs for Cyrus. And then Regina. At 19 now. 19 total MVPs and still with no LVPs. What a great score here. Still in 5th. Didn't do much moving. And Blair picks up her 50th.
Wow.
MVP. So a milestone.
Milestone. Very, very exciting.
We thought she was going to be one away, but she picked it up. And we should have a celebration. 50th net MVPs.
What are we going to do for it?
We're going to watch her new show, Good Cop, Bad Cop, coming in February 19th. Yep. By the time you're listening to this, it's already been out. So watch it.
Early plug.
So that is, That's all the net MVPs. That's all of our stats. I usually, this is when I would ask you who you think Gossip Girl is, but since they revealed it in episode 1.
Maybe it'll change hands again.
I was just going to ask, do you think Gossip Girl will change hands in season 2?
Yeah, I think it changes.
Oh my God, my hands are changing. What's going on?
They're just massive. She's got like the big hands. Whoa. That Charlie's uncle does in Always Sunny.
Whoa! I know I have such huge hands.
Hands are too big to do Gossip Girl. I can't type on my phone. Maybe they learn from this and give it to one of the kids at some point.
How is that going to work?
I don't know. I don't think she gives it to the kids. I think somehow one of the kids takes it over or something. I don't know.
Which kid?
In the spirit of Gigi original, maybe Obi takes it. Maybe. Obi takes it over, and then Kate gets pissed off and wants to get it back, and she does Billy Madison and then goes through all of the grades to get back into high school.
Oh, why she would need to do that to get Gossip Girl back.
That's always been the rule of media.
Will the other characters find out who Gossip Girl is? We already know.
That's a good point. I forgot that they don't know. Yeah, I think so. And I hope by the end of the series that Kate gets fired from everything she's been doing.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Hello, you're Gossip Girl? Why don't you just leave me the fuck alone? My impression of everyone finding out. All right. I hope they get found out. I don't remember.
It's so funny to remember.
I really don't. I blocked everything out.
Is there anything that you like memorable or notable? Don't tell me, obviously, but is anything from season
two? Yeah, all I remember, I mean, it was flagged up in the season finale. All I remember is that Monet's going to try to have a little rise to power here and
see how that goes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be quick and they'll like kind of forget about it in episode two or something.
Right. Let's do something impossible. Do the main character ranking.
Oh, my God. I got to get a list out here because I have a lot of names to write down.
I will go first. I will say that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 main characters. And I will rank my main characters for this season from 14 to 1. And you can also jot down the names as I say them, because there's a lot of them. My least favorite character of an unlikable cast, number 14, Rafa.
Okay.
The Predator.
The Predator.
I don't know how he got main cast. Davis was not main cast, so list and you're like, where's Davis? Where's Davis?
Who?
You're not.
Arguably had more screen time than Rafa.
Yeah, I guess he was a big fixture like in the beginning and then just kind of disappears, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm just making sure I did not miss anyone. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yes. Okay. Yeah, Luke Kirby as Davis Calloway listed as recurring. Poor guy. So yes, 14, Rafa. 13, Jordan Glassberg. Ooh. I hate that little weasel. I hate him more than Kate, even though
as a guy,
Miller ends up getting more.
Yeah, like if you were to hang out with him in real life, he'd be like, fuck, you'd just punch him in the face.
Yeah. And then, not much better, number 12, Kate Keller. The fact that Kate Keller is not the least likable main character is just crazy. And then number 11, Nick Lott. More adults here at the bottom.
Yeah.
Number 10, worst kid, Obi.
Worst kid.
Had it up to here with him. Number 9, Monet. There's just nothing there for Monet.
Okay.
Number 8, the fact that Julian is able to get number 8, where in anything, she'd be like the Vanessa that everyone hates, but there's 6 people worse than her somehow.
Yeah.
Julian.
Not quite Vanessa territory.
Is my 8th favorite character, because there's enough there for her where she's deranged enough that I kind of like watching her.
Yeah.
7, Kiki, welcome to the top half.
Okay.
Kiki, good enough to get number 7. 6, somehow Luna is my 6th favorite character in her 2 seconds of screen time. When we see her, it's fun. I like her.
Yeah.
But she's just not there, and then she's also mean. She's funny sometimes, whatever. Number 5, Gideon, somehow able to sneak into the top 5. Best adult Gideon.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that the Gideon, is Roy a part of the main cast too?
No, Roy is just...
Yeah, so why is Gideon the only one that's part of the main cast of, I guess... It's a split bill for parents being on the
split
main
bill. Some people are main cast, some people are not. I don't know how we figured that out. And then 4, I mean, this is kind of the obvious top 4 for me. 4 is Zoya.
the kind of the good person of the bunch.
Yeah.
And then three is the thruple, even though they're kind of doing too much now. Three is the thruple, and I have three is Aki, two is Audrey, and one is Max, who was our most interesting character.
Yeah. That's a good list. All right, I'll start at the bottom here. I'm going to go with Kate being my last. Sorry, Kate. Then next up...
You're just like Meryl.
I am. I'm your Meryl. I'm going to say Jordan's right with her down there.
Good.
Then I got to go Nick because he's just been... I mean, he had a good episode recently by telling off my other...
Rafa's really escaping your ire here.
I mean, the dude fucks. He gets head into school. He's living the dream. I'll take him off the list next.
All right, 11.
It's a lot of recency bias, and
yeah,
you know, him as a character, I didn't hate him like just like walking around and being. It's more his actions that were bad. But I hate watching.
That's true. And he has a good exit where he's like, "You guys kind of suck.
Yeah,
I suck." And get sucked. But you guys
suck and get sucked. If you're going to suck, then get sucked.
So we have the same bottom four, different order.
Yep. Should I throw a kid in here before I get rid of all the parents? Sure.
I did.
Yeah, I'm going to throw Obi down there.
That's where I had Obi.
Yeah, get the hell out of here, Obi. I'm going to, I think, keep the rest of them up there. I'll get rid of Gideon, only because Kiki, I'm more attracted to Kiki than I am to him, unfortunately.
Of course.
It's just a personal thing. So Gideon, then Kiki. Then I will
take... Big difference in the Gideons for us.
Yeah.
9-8.
Yeah.
Now we have the top seven, Vic.
I will take Luna off the board. This is also, you know, because I care about these people so little that it's going to go
right.
It's going to go by attractiveness here.
Okay.
So Monet beats her out because she's... Hot number one. I'm still going to leave her on the board, though. I'm not taking Monet off yet, but I just compare the two of them because they're two sides of the
same coin.
Luna's
at number seven.
Luna's at number seven. You know what? Scratch that. Julia number seven, Luna above her.
Julia number seven. Luna number six. Okay.
Yep.
This is making sense.
It's making sense. Then I will throw Monet down there.
So Monet is a top five character. Crazy. So we also be the same bottom four. We also have the same top four.
Yeah.
Would it be the same order?
I really want to keep the thruple together as a group.
Okay.
So I'm going to give Zoya place number four.
How crazy would it be if Zoya infiltrated the thruple next season?
It would, yeah.
I want some action too.
Make it a rectangle. Like, why not a square?
Yeah, it'd be square. They're all equal in a square. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a quadrangle.
All right, math teacher, calm down.
Just get your protractors out because I'm fucking two.
It's going to be a good lesson for you that you can use. All right. Number three, Aki, two, Audrey, one, Max.
Same top four, same order.
There we go.
That's
oh,
it,
yeah.
I'd ask if there were any notable returning characters. You know, we said we had Cyrus, Eleanor, Dorota, Vanya,
yeah.
Milo, Nelayuki. I'd say any notable recurring characters. We had the other parents, but they're not really notable.
No.
Old Lady Sharon is the one that
old
comes
Lady
to
Sharon's
mind.
Good, yeah.
Maybe Scotty Too Hottie.
Yeah.
And then Toddy Too Hottie.
Toddy, I think I like less than Scotty.
Yeah, for sure. And then, Grace, obviously.
Grace, yeah. Well, she was there one
episode.
Time, but I assume she'll be around a little bit more next season.
You think so? If I remember correctly, I don't know. Got good news and bad news. Good news. We can confirm that Shan is promoted to series regular next season.
Wow, okay.
It's good, because we like Shan.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Got some bad news. Unfortunately, Wendy is promoted to series regular
Jesus
next season.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to get even more Wendy.
What did they see in her that
Hensel,
gave her that promotion?
Hensel in her at the bottom of the barrel for my... I don't care what else happens in
the
show.
And then they had space.
Wendy will be my least favorite character.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I know we have no more Rafa. He's
right.
He's on the oil rig. And everyone's like, who the fuck is this guy?
And people that just listen to the reboot of us don't know what the oil rig is. And I'm starting to forget myself.
Who is just listening to the reboot?
I don't know.
The only other way, so Carter Bazin famously left the show in the Gossip Girl universe because the Buckleys forced him to go work on their family oil rig. Okay. And we never saw him again. So now every time someone leaves a show, we say they have also gone to the oil rig.
That's funny.
Yes, the Buckleys have a lot of help. Much yeah. like over in the land of the OC, Luke's gay dad has a lot of occupants yes. at his Portland house.
Yep.
Buckleys have a lot of help on the oil rig.
I think it's thriving.
Okay. Hotness ranking? I mean, it. I took out the adults because who cares about them? I took out Zoya because I feel like, you know, she is, as Rafa would tell us, legal age. She's, like, actually she's still very young.
Young, and this, like, the actress.
She was like 18, 19. Sure. So. Good enough for old enough for Rafa, maybe not. I think just quickly, I think I had Max as the hottest, Obi as the ugliest, and then everyone in the middle you could just kind of yeah. mix and match. I wanted to keep the thruple together, so I went Max, Audrey, Aki. Then I went Monet. I know you really love Monet.
Yeah.
Julian rocking the bald look, Luna, and then Obi. Obi's not a bad looking guy. He's got that nice smile. No. He's got that charm sometimes, but he just. Doesn't fit
in the
like,
cast of hotties.
The rest of them are like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's like
and
models.
Just
he's
like
a normal guy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I'm normal.
So, and Max, Audrey, Aki, Monet, Julian, Luna, Obi. And then, what say you?
What say you? Monet, number one with the bullet.
Wow.
Then I'll throw one to Max because he's just like, he's classically just like one of the more attractive yes. men I've ever seen.
Old then, Hollywood attractive.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the chin here. I love that chin. It's beautiful, great hair.
Who doesn't?
Very interesting face.
You say something about gray hair.
Great hair.
Great hair. That chin, it's got all the gray hair on it. Wait a second, I'm talking about Roy.
I love Roy. Yeah, Audrey's got that sexy chin strap that I love.
No, I forgot to mention season 2 Audrey Tessman, with chin strap, gray haired.
Oh wow, that's right up my alley. Yeah, she's got great bangs. She's got a great color hair. I love it. Weird smile. I am a fan of apparently capped teeth too. That one user review that made fun of it hated it. I'm like, I guess it worked for me. I don't know. Then I'll say Julian. Rocks a bald look better. I get bored of the bald look. I mentioned it in a couple episodes, but I don't know if anyone else in this cast could be as bald as her and still look good. Aki is close to her with the level of hair he's got.
Yeah.
I think it would be swapped if I was not a straight male. I'll put that out there. You know, he's a good looking dude.
Got that skater look going.
Yeah, he's cool.
Pink hair.
Then Luna and Obi at the bottom.
Luna and Obi, yeah.
Yeah.
We should do a length of hair ranking. Julian at 7. Aki at 6, just a little longer.
This is just long, measurements.
I guess it would be Obi. Then I guess it would be Max has longer hair than Obi, I think.
Yeah.
And then, I guess we could throw Zoya in here. Should we? Objectifying her. She can come in. Who's the longest hair? Monet? Monet is the longest hair?
I would say maybe... Luna does.
Luna has the longest hair. Then Monet. The minions have their long, luscious hair.
Yeah, Audrey's
make
like
up for
medium,
what Julian
long.
Is lacking. Yeah, we're really just trying to extend the podcast. looking for things
mentioning
to rank.
Lengths of hair.
We make the most breakfast burritos in this show. All right, that's got to be everything, right?
That's got to be.
It's got to be. I can't think of anything. I mean, the breakfast burritos was really at the bottom of the barrel. So let's do some plugs. Let's get out of here well under the LaGorrie line. Brendan, what are you plugging?
Plugging the usuals. Sandy Boys on patreon.com/boysmedia. Listen to us for $3 a month. I got to push that more this upcoming season. I got to make like a little ad to always play up top at this episode.
Yes, I like that.
Because we were doing good work over there, and not enough eyeballs are on it. And if you guys like this show, you'll probably like the OC. Even better, we have the same guests, but we get to talk about a good show for now. Who knows what happens in season 3, but we've been enjoying it. And people we bring in also enjoyed if they're first timers to the show. We have some people that are really also obsessed with that show. We have like Charles Curls comes on, loves the show more than he loves anything else
life.
In the world. Yeah. So go check that out. Help support us in that way. Don't just throw money at us. We're giving you work.
Support
giving,
it. Throw yours. Yeah.
We're giving you support us. They supported us. They're loving us. You can also listen to the Hobby Boys. I just put out an episode that was banked from like September. And it was a fun time capsule.
Are there any, and I'll listen to that at some point. I haven't listened yet. Are there any listeners who have the schlubby who listen to all four podcasts?
Yeah. Let us know if you are a listener version of the schlub.
Let us know if you're a schlub. Let us know, please.
Please do. That would be, I don't know loyal, if there would
most
be.
Loyal boys media.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I think Mel would be the closest. She's a patron. She listens to Lonely Boys. She listens to Hobby Boys. It's that Blitzball Boys
that
again.
That Blitzball Boys is killing people.
Killing us.
It's killing us.
We're going to have to let Peter go.
I think so. Yeah,
sorry, Peter, you're bringing our numbers down. Network.
Yeah. What does Nick say? Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Peter, either get your numbers up or why don't you leave us the fuck alone?
Yeah. Go listen to Blitzball Boys.
Is the actor that plays Nick Lott, and I'm blanking on his name. Let me pay him the respect that he deserves. Jonathan Fernandez. Is Jonathan Fernandez on Cameo? I'd love to get a cameo from him telling someone to leave him leave us the fuck alone.
I would love that. I bet it would be very cheap.
I bet he'd be confused. He probably blacked out his entire time on.
He doesn't even know he's on the show.
I thought I was reading lines with my daughter. Next thing I knew, there was a camera in my face.
Yeah, so please go listen to Blitzball Boys. Apparently nobody is. And watch our Blitzball at-bat content. We've been putting up little 20-minute videos of our games.
Swing, man.
You know what? You want to come by today and do some of that? Because we're doing a filming session this morning, and we could use
nothing more.
A swing batter better.
I'm good for today.
It is cold out today.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tap on you in the spring when it gets warmer.
He's tap.
And make you play. I'm going to tap. It's fun. I just got these nice lapel microphones that connect to my camera. It's going to be really professional, high grade stuff. Check it out. I think that's everything.
Right. I plugged something earlier in the episode and I was like, that was a plug. I can't remember what it was.
Okay, go back and listen to that.
Go back and listen to whatever I plugged in the middle of the episode here. I finally started listening to the, I listened through once, the Vampire Weekend album.
All
the way back in April.
Some standouts in that for you?
I liked the first song. Can't remember what it's called. I liked the last song. Can't remember what it's called. And then kind of blended together, so I'm going to re-listen again.
What song is my favorite? I want to say Capricorn's not bad, and I like Prep School Gangsters is a favorite of mine.
Oh, yeah. School Gangster. By the time you're hearing this, I believe our episode of Non-Judging Breakfast Pod will be out.
Oh, finally. We've been plugging
I'll say
for
I have those dates wrong.
Month.
I believe it came out yesterday, if you're listening to this in the future, when this gets released. So go and listen to that. Had a great time. Breaking down our favorite episode. Still, none of the new Gossip Girl reboot episodes were able to beat out Valley Girls from season two of original Gossip Girl. I know. So listen to that. Still racking my brain as to what I plugged earlier in the episode. I guess I'm never going to remember. So you can follow me at MattyFresh24.
Follow us,
follow Brendan. You can follow Brendan too at Ruppy Puppy. You can follow his other podcast, The Hoppy Boys, but not the Blitzball Boys, at The Hoppy Boys.
No, we want the schlub. We want a schlub.
All right, fine. Become a schlub. Listen to Blitzball Boys. and you can come back next week where we have a special treat for you. I haven't mentioned this. We'll be breaking down the Oscars, predicting the band is back. Lita and Sam coming back.
Oh my.
We got air predictions. What's going to win Best Picture? Who's going to win Best Actress? I don't know. You don't know. No one knows. Let's all figure it out. But until then, you know you love us. XOXO. Lonely Boys.
Bye-bye.
Bum.
Cream Museum.
Right. Oh, shoot. Whatever. They did deserve it.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.